started asking was if a boy kept going over to the same girl's house pretty regular, and the neighbors figured he was getting serious about her, they'd say he was doing what he was...
courting.
Courting, yeah. That term used still pretty commonly, or you know?
Probably they just say seeing her.
Seeing her, yeah. You ever heard people use the word sparking to mean that?
No, not anymore.
Yeah. What would you say he was? You'd say that he was her...
boyfriend.
Yeah, she was his.
Girlfriend.
And say if he got home one night and his little brother waited up for him to smile on him, and saw him walk in with his lipstick all over his collar, he'd be like, "Ah, I got you. You been
kissing."
Yeah. Or say if he asked her to marry him, but she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
Rejected.
Or maybe she didn't reject it, you'd say they went ahead and got
hitched. Married.
And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, you call him the
best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride, that would be
either the maid or the matron of honor.
What's the difference?
The maid would be single and the matron married.
And you might not have heard this, but years ago, after the wedding ceremony was over, if the couple wasn't going off anywhere on honeymoon, a whole gang of people would usually just follow them back to the house and just create all kind of ruckus and carry it on, and it got pretty rough at times. Have you ever heard of something like that?
Housewarming?
Is that a housewarming?
I don't know. Housewarming is usually when they build a home for somebody. Yeah. But I've heard of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard how you're calling anything in particular?
No, not what it was supposed to be called. No, I can't.
Is this a word, have you ever heard the word chivalry?
Yeah, I've heard it, but never.
Or serenade, something like that?
Yeah.
Which one?
Serenade. I've heard the other one, too.
And that was?
Chivalry.
Yeah.
Bunch of food.
As far as you know, it's not that anymore.
No.
They're a little bit tamer than that.
No, they just don't let the others come. Do it for him.
Right. Say if I had been to Knoxville, Tennessee, and I had come back and I was telling you that I had met somebody that you knew when I was there, I might say something like, "Well, I met old so-and-so."
Up in Nashville. Yeah. Knoxville.
Right. Or say if I had been in Miami and the same thing happened, and I was telling you about it later, you might say, "Well, I met old so-and-so."
Down. Mm-hmm. Right.
Or if it was in Little Rock, I'd say I met so-and-so.
Not over.
Over Little Rock, I see. So it makes a difference as to
yeah.
the direction as to what you say. Or maybe if I was trying to tell you where somebody was and he was only a few houses away on the same block, you would say, I'd say, "Well, old so-and-so's not here, he's..."
Two houses down.
Would it make any difference if you were trying to locate somebody in town as to how far away he was, what you would say? He's two houses down, or if he was about...
4 or 5 blocks, or... Yeah, maybe.
Heard people say things like he's across town.
Across town, yeah. And if it's clear across town, if it's real far.
Or say if there'd been a party, and the people at the party were getting a little bit rambunctious, and the neighbor called the police, and the police came and didn't arrest just one person, they arrested the
whole bunch.
And at a party, if there's music being played, or you have a band, people probably be out on the floor, and they'll have a
dance.
Do you happen to know any particular different types of dances that you're familiar with that would come to mind?
Two-step, waltz, that's all I...
Oh, yeah.